Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Sherin moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Sherin moves to third. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Sherin scores. West moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Sharon steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Sharon scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Campbell reaches second base with a double. West scores. Garms goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Burns reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Levy moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to third. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hadley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon bunts towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Levy scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 9-1, Browns. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gullick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 10-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gullick. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Gullick steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullick scores. It's 11-1, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West bunts towards the mound. Miller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. West moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garms is hit by the pitch. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gulick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Gulick reaches third base with a triple. Haas throws the ball into Grubb, who tags Gulick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. West scores. Garms scores. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 14-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive towards third. Gulick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Jake Miller. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing third base. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. 2 outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.